The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street.
I can't ever get that timing right. I'm definitely not a musician, but we must take America back. Welcome back. It's the top of the second hour of the National Intel Report live on Republic Broadcasting Network, Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo 50 Radio and Patriot Nation Radio Network. I'm your Thursday host, Peter Serafine. Free speech is not free. So please take a moment and support whatever free speech network, whatever free speech platform that you're listening to or watching the show on. Support them. We greatly appreciate that. I've got a greetings from Austria in the chat. Love that. Love being heard around the world. It's hard to believe that little old me, some nobody, sitting in I'm sitting in my library, in my beautiful Victorian house in some little tiny town in Pennsylvania that I know you've never heard of. And I'm having a chat conversation with a gentleman from Austria. Although he's chatting way faster than I can keep up with while I'm talking. Can't do that. Anyway, joining the show now, we have Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm grateful to be here.
Hey, I'm glad to have you because, well, I have Right to Bear. I'm a member, I guess. I don't know. How do you say it? Member?
Member associate, yes.
Associate, okay. Right to Bear is carry insurance. We all know what carry insurance is, right? Everybody out there knows what carry insurance is? I hope so. But it's more than that. And I have you here because it's, well, to be quite honest, it's my favorite of the sponsors of the show here. And I want you to tell us why everybody out there should have Right to Bear.
Thank you for saying we're your favorite, by the way. But I really believe that one of the reasons everyone should have Right to Bear is there are choices out there. But Right to Bear is the most value-centered, cost-effective self-defense legal protection in America. And we're one of the only companies that's actually backed by a billion-dollar company. So several years ago, when I was researching some of these other companies that offer something similar, one of the things that I saw was some of these companies, the money they had on hand, if a member ever needed an attorney, the money they had on hand would disappear with one big case. And that scared me, that people were collecting money from people and had no way if two or three members got into an incident. With Right to Bear, we're backed by a billion-dollar company to make sure that we'll always be there for our members.
Awesome. Okay, so anybody out there who doesn't know, carry insurance, including Right to Bear, is for those of us who carry our firearms out of our house or those of us who have firearms. Well, you know what? It's really for any responsible gun owner. In the event, in the unfortunate, unlikely, well, let me rephrase that, the unfortunate but unfortunately more and more likely event that you're going to have to use your firearm at some point, there's a really good chance that you're going to get arrested, detained, charged, or sued, or any combination of those things. And that's where you come.
Absolutely. And I want to point one thing out, Peter. You mentioned guns, and although we do go for the gun enthusiasts and for the gun owners, the law-abiding gun citizens, our program will cover you in any self-defense situation, whether you use a gun or any other type of weapon. And what I like to tell people sometimes is, and be honest, if you go to the kitchen at 2 a.m. to get a glass of water, are you bringing your gun with you? And most people, that answer is no. But if you get to the kitchen and there's a burglar in your house and he starts attacking, you're not going to run to where your gun is. You're going to grab the frying pan. You're going to grab the knife, something that you can defend yourself with, or you're going to use hands and feet. And Right to Bear is going to defend you start to finish, criminally and civilly. Because you're right, there's going to be that investigation. Most likely you're getting, at least we can all agree, if you shoot someone, you are getting handcuffed and you're getting taken to the station. And that is not the time to try to be talking to law enforcement. And I was in law enforcement for 2 decades, but I can tell you this, most people who are good people, and our members fall into that category, they're good, honest, law-abiding citizens who have guns to protect themselves and their families. They believe that if I just tell them what happened, this will be okay. And unfortunately, we've all heard that game, the he said, she heard. You know, my wife play that game a lot. You know, you can say something to law enforcement and they take it a different way. And, you know, me and my wife play that game, and sometimes we are far apart on that. But it's important to make sure that you preserve your rights. The Fifth Amendment is there for you to defend yourself. And when I was in law enforcement, if I got involved in a shooting on duty, I wouldn't have to give a statement for 72 hours.
Right.
I could choose that because we know, studies say, that after 3 sleep cycles, you have a better memory of what happened. And so when I was a detective, I loved when someone would say, I want to speak to my attorney before I give a statement, because I don't want to get a statement from someone on Tuesday and then they call me up on Friday and say, hey, I've talked to my attorney and I just remembered a few things. Can I come amend my statement? Because that's not going to look good for the person. And I want to make sure if anyone goes to jail when I was in law enforcement, that they deserve to be in jail, that they did something wrong. And
well, I got to say, I'm rarely much very far away from my M1911A1.
Nice.
There's just so much going on in the world today. We see it all the time. We, you know, during the riots of 2020 in the summers, the shop owner who was defending his store who got arrested.
Yes.
We see it, you know, the quick, I think it was in California, the little Quickie Mart guy who pulled a shotgun out from behind the counter on an armed robber and he got arrested. We see good law abiding citizens doing what's right morally and legally.
Yes.
Getting arrested.
100%.
Now, I have to say, when I first started looking for my carry insurance, I found Right to Bear and I didn't buy it right away. I didn't buy it right away because it was one of, I don't know if it's the least expensive, but it is on the, shall we say, more affordable end. Absolutely. And that concerned me. I wasn't sure that I could trust it because it was so much cheaper than everybody else.
Yep.
So I had to do some research, and that's where I came up with that it is backed by this giant insurance company.
Yes.
So walk us through the process. I'm sitting here in my studio. Somebody walks in the door. I plug them. I'm not going to interrupt the show.
The first thing I would suggest you do that is turn off your camera because you don't want, you know, everything being broadcast afterwards, because remember, everything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. What I would recommend, anyone who's ever involved in a use of force situation where they've defended themselves, what they need to do is, when it's safe to do so, call 911 to get law enforcement on the way. But remember that law enforcement number, that's recorded. So anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Here's the 3 things that I recommend to whenever I'm talking to people that they say on that 911 call. I was the victim. I had to defend myself and I need law enforcement or ambulance. Those are the only 3 things I'm going to say. And then I'm going to hang up the phone and I'm going to use my Right to Bear membership card. And I actually have it saved in my phone so I can go in there right into my phone and I can plug it in. I can call them. I'm speaking to an attorney. My attorney is going to tell me what to say when law enforcement arrives. And more importantly, what not to say. And I'm going to wait until law enforcement gets there. Then I'm going to tell them I'm on the phone with my attorney. And as soon as I have an opportunity to discuss the situation with them, I'll be glad to go over everything with you. But until then, I'm not going to give you any statement.
Now let's go over that. Your membership card has a phone number on it.
Yes.
It's a direct to attorney 24/7 phone line.
Yes. It's answered by our program attorney. Yep. And he's going to tell us, he's going to inform us what to do in that situation. Now, are we still going to maybe get handcuffed and taken to the station? Sure. They're going to do their investigation. But what we're going to do is we're going to mitigate what I say. I don't want to give them anything to use against me later. And what's great about having an attorney early in the situation is being able to be represented and to get out of jail if you do get arrested more quickly. And so if you look at in back in July of last year, there was the bodega worker in New York City who was arrested. Somebody came in, they wanted free food, and he said no. She went and got her boyfriend. He came back and attacked this worker who'd been in the country 35 years, unblemished record. He attacked the worker. The worker was able to grab a knife that they used to open boxes and stab the guy. While he was defending himself, the girlfriend took out her knife and started stabbing the bodega worker. Well, the police arrested the bodega worker, and he didn't have a lawyer. And so immediately his bond was set at $250,000, and he was in his 60s. I forget his exact age. His bond was set at $250,000. He was sent to Rikers Island for 6 days, 6 days until his family was able to get an attorney for him and have a bond reduction hearing. Here's a gentleman who's never had any problems with the law enforcement. For 35 years, he's been in the country. And the person who attacked him has had multiple run-ins. They got his bond reduced to $50,000, and his family was able to get him out. And then throughout the next 12 days, the state attorney or the district attorney up there, they went through the case, they reviewed it, and they said, you know what? We don't have enough to charge this guy with the murder charge that he was charged with. And they dropped the charges. But that 20-day period, for six of those 20 days, he was in Rikers Island. Mm-hmm. And I've heard some stories about Rikers Island from people who have worked there and, unfortunately, people who have been there. That's not a place that a 65-year-old with no criminal record is going to manage well. And so that's why it's important. With Right to Bear, we also, as an add-on, we have bail bond coverage. So not only will we fight to get you a lower bail, but if you have that coverage for just a few dollars more, we're going to pay that bail up to $100,000 bail, $10,000 on the cash side. So we provide that so that people like him wouldn't have ended in a situation where you're in Rikers Island for 6 days. That's the reality of things that can happen. And that's why I love working with Right to Bear to bring this to everybody.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I was in the Navy. I'm not some like SEAL or Special Forces or anything like that. I was a cook. I wasn't trained in all this kind of stuff. But I still, when I go, like, I go out to eat with my beautiful wife, I go into the restaurant, I still try to find the seat where I'm facing entrances and you know, I don't trust anybody anymore. And I'm always looking for, you know, where is the threat going to come from, or could the threat come from? You know, you laugh, you think about, you go into the movie theater, and I've actually sat while waiting for the previews to run and think, okay, well, there's the only way in. So if somebody comes in from there, what am I doing? Like, am I going this way to get down closer? Am I going that way to get down closer? Am I just jumping over this, you know, the seats to, I don't know when that clicked in my head, but I do that everywhere I go now. I keep my back away from open doors and open windows. It's funny, it's even where I'm sitting right now, I am sitting in a room. It's my library. It's a bedroom that I turned into the library. On my right-hand side is the door. On my left-hand side and in front of me are windows. The wall behind me is a solid wall. I chose to put my desk here for that reason.
Yep.
And this is on the second floor. Nobody's coming through that window.
You hope not.
I still did. But I still did it to just to make myself feel comfortable. The idea that these people can be arrested for this, and you know, some 60-something-year-old guy spending 6 days in Rikers Island. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, it was a shame. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh,
go right ahead. I wish it was an isolated incident where things like this happened, but unfortunately it's not. Just a few days ago, 5 days ago, I believe it was in Texas, in Austin, Texas. There was a gas station, and it's owned by a family. They've owned this for years. The son, younger son, 25 years old, works there, worked a hard worker. Everyone says great things about him. Someone came into the store, and we don't know all of the details yet, but someone came into the store waving a knife, threatening customers, and also attacked, you know, some of the people and knocked over some carts and stuff. The son, the owner's son, followed him out into the parking lot. Something happened in the parking lot where the owner's son ended up shooting the individual. And again, the reports that I've read aren't very clear on what happened yet. But here's a kid who's 25 years old. He was arrested immediately, and he was held. He's being held right now on $1 million bond. And here's someone who is a hard worker. Everyone who knows him through the store thinks he's great. But we'll put him in prison for $1 million bond. And yet some other people will get arrested and they'll be released immediately. And they're committing more crimes before the paperwork is even done from the first arrest. So we want to balance the playing field and give you that opportunity. Because honestly, if you get involved in a situation trying to find an attorney, it's almost too late, especially if it's middle of the night. Finding an attorney that you're going to get a phone number for that you can call is going to be kind of tough. That's why we want you to be able to have that link right away where you can call an attorney and you can get the gears moving to make sure that even if you are arrested, we can get you bonded out quickly. We can work with your family to help move this along, because it's happening more and more that we see that the good guy with a gun is the one that gets attacked.
Absolutely. Okay, so we said earlier that Right to Bear is the one of the more affordable options.
Yes.
What's the basic associate membership level?
So the basic is $125, and that's going to cover you, again, not just for self-defense with a gun. Any type of self-defense you do, criminally and civilly, you're going to have an attorney start to finish. With that, we're also going to, if let's say you're in a situation during the investigation or after it goes through, that your gun's going to get confiscated. And then, you know, afterwards, you're probably never getting that gun back, even if you're found not guilty. Well, we offer at no additional charge, we're going to give you a gun replacement, because especially in a situation where if that's your only gun, how are you going to defend yourself now? So we don't want that burden to be on you. So we have that gun replacement. Also, if you've been involved in a shooting, might that affect you up here? I think for most honest people, they would say, yeah, this has affected me. We're going to offer psychological counseling so that you can go and talk to someone and seek help, because it's not just about winning in the legal sense. It's about trying to return you back whole so that you don't have this PTSD or you don't have trauma from this long lasting. We want to help you get help immediately. So we have that in there as well. And we also, if your case is such that you need an expert witness to testify, expert witnesses can be very expensive. Some other programs charge more money for that. But you never know if you're going to need an expert witness. We don't want you to have to worry about that. We're going to cover that. For that $125, we're going to cover that for you. And we got a little special too. If you have a spouse or partner that adds on at the same time, theirs is only $105 for the year. So really, for the family, for two, is $230 for the year. Or you can do $11 a month. It's very affordable. And unfortunately, in this day and age, it's very necessary.
Absolutely. It really is necessary. And I mean, that's why I wanted you to be here. That's why I actually, after I bought my policy, I sought out to become an affiliate marketer of you and put you on my website and all that kind of stuff. But I need a mental break, so we'll be back in 60 seconds.
I'm Peter Serafine with Serafine Hancock & Associates with a request from your local bar association. If you took the COVID-19 vaccine in 2020 or 2021 and suffered serious side effects, or if your loved one got the vaccine and then died, please stop calling attorneys. Your attorney can't help. you voluntarily took a vaccine under an emergency use authorization, which by definition is an experimental vaccine with absolutely no study of long-term side effects. Your fear drove you to make that decision without research. You accepted the risk and waived your right to sue. As much as your local law office would love to take your money and go after Big Pharma, we can't help you. Stop calling. You're only wasting your time and ours. Seraphine Hancock and Associates is not a real law firm, but you did take an experimental vaccine without any long-term studies. Good luck.
Mojo 5-0.
Oh, man, I keep forgetting that that Mojo 5-0 tag is at the end of that video clip. I have to take that off of there since I'm on multiple networks now. Okay, so we're talking $11 a month or $125 a year. 24/7 access to an attorney over the phone, a phone number that you can program in your phone beyond your membership card.
Yep.
Coverage like from the get-go. That's huge because, like you said, you get thrown in jail or detained in any way. Just having that attorney there, not only to tell you what to say or what not to say, but also just the process of it. Yes. Being able to represent you in court at the bail hearing to say, hey, look, you got no evidence against my client. Why are you asking for a ridiculous amount of bail? Kind of stuff. All the things that attorneys do.
Hey, Peter, can I share a little secret with you?
Of course.
When I was a homicide detective, this wasn't my case, but there was another detective working a case. And it wasn't a homicide, but it was a robbery, violent crime case. And the detective came out and said to the lieutenant, hey, he just asked to speak to his attorney and said he already had one. What do we do? And the lieutenant said, I don't know. This has never happened to me before. I guess we'll just let him go for now and just tell him we'll keep in contact and we'll make time to talk to him later. Just the fact of saying, I want to talk to my attorney and I have an attorney, got him out of interrogation that fast. So they didn't have enough to charge him with anything. And I don't recall, this is going back, 15, 16 years. I don't recall if he was ever arrested after that, but just saying he had an attorney and having the name and number of his attorney got him out of the interrogation.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, and that proves that other detective didn't have anything worth holding him for.
Right.
Because attorney or not, if you got something, you got something.
Yep. And there's a short window where you can hold them to determine, but clearly there was not probable cause. And at that point, you got to let him go. And if he's not going to say anything and you don't have probable cause, you're not getting probable cause right now. So he went free.
That's awesome. So that's literally a case of just having the membership card in your phone or in your wallet is enough to get you out of an interrogation room.
Absolutely, it could be. Absolutely.
That's awesome. We've got, about a minute or so before the next commercial break. So I don't want to get into anything too big. So we got, what do we miss? We got 24/7 phone calls, expert witness coverage, psychological support after a shooting, gun replacement.
Yep.
That's... wow. Like, that's a wow to me. That's like a really nice bonus wow feature to your policy. I don't think I remember seeing that on any of your competitors' plans.
I don't think anyone offers it included. There may be some that you pay monthly for it, but we want you to be protected, so we include that in our membership.
That's... yeah. Yeah, anyway, it's something everybody should have. The website is protectwithbear.com. Protectwithbear.com. And right now, you got a big discount going on because last week was SHOT Show.
That's right.
Protectwithbear.com and use the code SHOT Show and get 20% off whether you do the monthly or the annual.
That's right. And SHOT Show, all one word.
Yeah, SHOT Show, all one word. It's commercial break time. So that gives you the listeners out there 3 minutes to go to protectwithbear.com, promo code SHOT Show.
If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. one shot at a time.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
That's right. This is the National Intel Report. It's the final segment of the show. And with us tonight is Scott Thompson. I keep wanting to say Thomas, but I catch myself like before I do it. Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance, protectwithbear.com. Got firearm carry insurance that if you're a responsible gun owner, you should have it. Whether you carry your gun with you every day like I do or not, you should have this because, you know, if you got a gun, there's the possibility that you might have to use it sometime. And as soon as you do, you're going to be enemy number one of our progressive leftist friends. And you need all the help you can get. Right to Bear is $11 a month or $125 a year. Right now, in honor of SHOT Show, you can use the code SHOT Show at protectwithbear.com. That's only good through tomorrow, Friday. So if you're listening on Mojo 50 on Saturday, hey, sorry, you can't use the code SHOT Show anymore. It doesn't do you any good. But you can still use the code Lighthouse and get yourself 10% off that first year. Not quite as good as the 20% for using SHOT Show, but it's still something. And given that, like I already said, Right to Bear is I think it's the most affordable version out there. If it's not the most, it is definitely one of the most affordable because you've got a lot of competition now. It used to be just like two other companies, and now there's like 12.
Yes, it is the most affordable. And one of the things I'll also point out is be careful if you're looking at some of the other ones, because some of the other programs are true insurance products, which means if you are found guilty or if you plead guilty to a lesser charge, then you have to repay the money that was paid out towards your defense. And and some of the big ones, in fact, probably the one that most people are aware of, if they don't tell you this, but if you are found guilty or plead guilty to a lesser charge, you have to pay it back because it's an insurance policy that you're added to, and you can't insure an illegal act. So once you've been found guilty or you plead guilty, you're saying what I did was illegal, or the jury said what you did was illegal. And so you have to repay that back. And how that can affect anyone who carries a gun is, let's say you get into a situation where you're arrested for aggravated assault because someone attacked you, you pulled out your gun, the witnesses only saw you pull out the gun, whatever goes down, you're arrested for aggravated assault. Now, in most states, that's a felony. You're looking at, you know, potentially, you know, 10 to 15 years in prison. Now, if the state attorney at some point came to you and said, hey, we're willing to plea this down to a reckless display of a firearm, we'll give you credit for time served, we'll, you know, hold it, you know, withhold adjudication so it won't affect your gun rights later, that might be something you'd be interested in taking instead of gambling on 10 or 15 years of your life in prison against a jury that you don't know how they feel about guns. You may take that and say, you know what, this is the best way for me to put this behind me and move forward. If you're with some of the other programs, you have to decide now, if I make this plea deal, I might have to pay back $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. Well, if you don't have $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, you're now maybe taking that risk of going to trial and being found guilty for 10 years. We don't want you to worry about that risk. We want you to worry about taking care of your family. And if that deal is what's best for you, it's not going to cost you another dime. So that's a huge, huge thing that some people overlook when they pick some of our competitors. And it's something that obviously the competitors aren't going to be, you know, upfront about. But you need to check into that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I mean, I saw that there was, you know, little asterisks here and there that said, you know, might have to be repaid, but I didn't look into why.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, let's face it. If you're in the situation you just gave, you're going to let me out with time served without taking away my gun rights or risk it in front of a jury for 10 to 15 years in prison. Yeah. I can't. Wow. I'd want to take that deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I've got to give up the $70,000-$80,000 that's been spent in my legal defense, that really changes that decision-making process.
Yes, and what happened to one woman, and this was, I believe, Louisiana several years ago, she had signed up for their program at a gun store when she was purchasing a gun. And unfortunately for her, within a few days, I believe it was during a custody exchange, she ended up having to shoot her ex-husband. And during the case, that company decided that it's looking like she's going to be found guilty, and they were concerned about her ability to repay that money. They stopped paying her attorney. And she ended up having to sue later. She was found guilty, and she had to sue later. And I've worked with an attorney out of Florida who had a similar thing happen where a woman came to him. She was sitting on her porch, and three unknown people jumped her fence. We're talking acreage. Jumped her fence, crossed the field, came up, and she was elderly. She felt threatened. She moved something so that the gun was visible, and she said, you should leave the property. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit. They left, and she thought nothing of it. Well, they called the police and said, this old crazy lady just pulled a gun on us. We were just having car problems. And she was arrested for aggravated assault in that situation. And the attorney that I talked to about this, he was hired through that program. And during it, they told him, we're no longer paying your fees.
Wow.
And so he ended up finding a way to keep defending her, helping her out. And ultimately she was found not guilty. But what would have happened if she didn't have an attorney that believed in her and helped her find the money to finish that case out? And he did a lot of it, I think, at a lesser cost because he believed in her, but that's rare. So she would have been stuck with having no representation. And at Right to Bear, we're going to stick with you from start to finish.
One of the things I've noticed is I found myself, I used to carry a little tiny 38. I find myself carrying bigger and bigger guns. Generally, I carry my M1911A1. It's a big, heavy gun, and it intimidates some people.
Yep.
And if I'm not wearing a jacket that's going to cover it, I'm a Pennsylvania State Constable. So if I'm not wearing a jacket that's covering it, I tend to hang my badge off my belt right in front of my firearm, just because there's a gun. The yep. badge, generally that makes people feel a little better about seeing a gun for those that are uncomfortable with guns. In fact, we're on camera. I actually made my own holster so that I could carry handcuffs and hang my badge all in front of and my gun all together in one thing. I searched the internet for something like this. I had this idea. I thought, hey, that'd be really convenient. Could not find it anywhere. So the beautiful wife bought me a leather working kit, and I made my own holster that carries my firearm, my handcuffs, and a place to hang my badge off the front.
Is that your first attempt at leather work?
Yeah.
Wow. Phenomenal. Great job. It's
still not quite done. I need to clean up some of the edges on it. They're still a little rough, but I was excited.
Yeah, it looks great.
Anyway, so protectwithbear.com or 833-887-2327 is the phone number for those of you that don't want to use the internet or don't have the internet or just don't freaking like the internet. I don't blame you. the phone number again, 833-887-2327. The promo code to use if you do it before the end of day on Friday, January 27th is SHOT Show. All one word, SHOT Show. Save yourself 20% off. After that, you please use the code LIGHTHOUSE to at least save yourself 10% off. But if you're going to do it before January 27th, before the close of business, January 27th, use the code SHOT Show and save yourself a little bit more money. Okay. Stories, we've got the headlines all the time. There's some of them make big news, some of them not so big news. But just in the last 10 days, there have been 3 mass shooting incidents in California.
Yes. And California is heavily restricted on gun ownership.
Yep.
And the theory being, if we restrict the guns, then we'll have a lower incident of gun crime. And we can see in that situation that that's not necessarily true. And something that's interesting is the gentleman in the first one, the first one that we all heard about, where 11 people were killed on the Lunar New Year, he had previously had illegal gun possession charges. Now, I don't know how far back those went, but what we need to do is when people use guns illegally, and I don't mean we go after good, honest, law-abiding citizens who defended themselves, but people who use guns illegally, if we would prosecute them and make things stick so that they aren't possessing guns later, unfortunately, we're going into this scenario where we're letting everybody out of jail except for gun owners. Gun owners, right. We want to put in jail.
Right.
And so you look at the history of him, and he had those situations of at least one illegal gun use. And immediately the lawmakers came out and called it, white extremism and yep. that this was race related. And it turned out that he was a 72-year-old, Vietnamese, person with Chinese ties. It's just, let's be honest with everything And instead of trying to push a narrative for the politicians, let's be honest and say law-abiding citizens can do good things with guns.
Yeah. Hunting. And I think there's plenty of examples of that.
Yes. You remember the kid last year in Indianapolis, in the mall. Yep. He had a 25-foot shot, and he, within 3 seconds, or no, within 7 seconds, I think it was, he was able to neutralize someone who'd already killed three people. Yep. And had
from
he
not 25 been, feet away,
yes.
Five out of eight shots on target?
Yes.
No collateral damage.
Which is,
under those circumstances, I don't think I could hit 5 out of 8 at 25 yards.
I will tell you that if you look at the history, most law enforcement wouldn't hit that good under stress. So it's, you know, if he wasn't there, and it's easy to say that there's few instances of this, but you know what? I believe it is. But also to those people who were saved, though, it doesn't matter if there was one instance of a good guy with a gun or 10,000 instances of a good guy with a gun. In this situation, it saved their life. And that's where, you know, we've got to stick with protecting people's right to defend themselves, because so law enforcement.
There was that kid in Indianapolis. There was the guy at the church in Texas a couple of years ago. Yep. That was one of my favorite videos ever.
Yep. Frank Wilson
just stood up. I mean, to be honest, if you watch the video, I'm surprised there weren't more people with guns standing up. It was Texas. Yeah. there was one in Virginia not terribly long ago. The same sort of thing. Somebody with a handgun stopped somebody with a long gun.
Yep.
It happens a lot more frequently than is credited, because it happens before the incident becomes a mass shooting. So it doesn't. It doesn't make big, massive headlines. Good guy with a gun takes down a bad guy with a gun. Only two people were shot. You know, bad guy shot one person, good guy shot bad guy. That's only two people. That doesn't qualify as a mass shooting. So it doesn't make the national headlines.
Right. Right. And if you look at what New York, so you mentioned the church shooting. You look at what New York is doing right now, and they're New York City, and they're passing a law that you can't carry a gun in a church. And they're not allowing the churches. Now, I'm all for, if the church decides that they don't want to, then that's something that the church should have the leeway to decide. But I just can't see the government telling the church, you can't allow people in with guns, because we've seen that in church. And there was an incident, and I don't recall all the details, but I talked about it years ago. There was a church shooting where there was nobody in there armed, and the guy continued to shoot people, and I think he killed more than 10. And how he ended up being stopped was someone who lived across the street from the church heard what was going on, saw people running, got his gun, went and confronted the shooter. The shooter left, got into a high speed pursuit with law enforcement, and then he was killed at the end. But
the guy jumped in his truck and chased him, like the guy from across the street. Yeah.
Yes. So I think it's important that we maintain the right for citizens, law-abiding citizens, to defend themselves. And that's what the key of right to bear is we're there to make sure that law-abiding citizens will continue to have the right to defend themselves and loved ones, or even strangers, against death or great bodily harm.
Absolutely. And, you know, and not in an Ashley Babbitt sort of way.
Right.
Oh, man, I don't know why that officer isn't in jail. You're a former law enforcement.
Yes.
You've seen the video of Ashley Babbitt getting shot. How many rules did that cop break?
There's so many rules that should have been followed there, but also, how much of that don't we know?
Well, that's true.
We don't know everything that happened there. But typically, in a situation of someone, now the window is broken, she's climbing through, that's wrong. But we're not in a society where, when you're committing a crime, that's most usually considered a property crime, mm-hmm. That deadly force is used.
Right.
And especially with the barricaded door, I mean, there were so many obstacles that she still would have had to overcome to get through. So without getting too political, there were just a lot of things that could have been done different by the responding officers.
I'm not putting politics, not applying political parties to it at all. I'm just saying that that officer shot one shot, which I've never seen a police training anything that ever tells you to fire one shot at anything. He fired one shot at the head while there were other people behind the target, some of which were other officers behind the target. Whatever happened to know your target, know what's behind your target.
Yep. Yep. And that's one thing too, that with right to bear, we also offer firearm and self-defense training and education. So we do have videos, and we're kind of revamping some of it where we're going to have more videos and more training to give people. Cause you just mentioned it, you know, law enforcement missed on that one is you've got to know not just your target, but what's beyond the target, because you're responsible for every round that leaves your firearm. So that was a huge, huge faux pas in that situation. And it's unfortunate that it happened. But we shouldn't use events like that to take away the rights of law-abiding citizens.
I didn't mean to pull us into a political conversation. I was actually trying to avoid that. It just popped into my head. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But let's talk about something for a moment, too. We talked about the gentleman who went to Rikers Island.
Yeah.
For a few days. Now, something just recently happened in Memphis, Tennessee that brings up to me, was it necessary for us to put this man in Rikers Island when 19 days later, all charges were dropped? So you wonder, and I wonder if the people watching this at home right now have ever heard of someone being arrested for something that they don't think they should have been charged for. I know I have. And does politics come into play?
I think it happens a lot.
Yes, and I can tell you, I've seen it over the years where people say, hey, we don't necessarily have probable cause to make an arrest, but if we don't do something, the media is going to be all over this. The public outcry is going to be huge. Let's just make the arrest. Yes, in St. Louis?
Yeah, that went out and stood in front of their property, stood on their own front lawn with their, as far as I could tell, did they do something stupid? Maybe. Did they break any laws? No.
I think there were definitely one thing that as a firearms instructor, seeing her with her finger on the trigger.
Yeah, that was
that one got me. That's why, you know, we want our people to take our firearm education, safety education training, because we'll do that. And also, we're talking now about some of these stories, and Right to Bear also puts out a quarterly newsletter, which we try to incorporate some stories to educate people, because I heard long time ago, it's much cheaper to learn from someone else's mistake. So if we can look at things that others have done, you know, we can keep them out of trouble. And that's our goal. And so with that, we also have a non-emergency line. And the non-emergency line, Monday through Friday, if you have questions about the law, you can call up and ask, and you might not get an immediate response right then. It's non-emergency from the attorney, but they'll research it, and then they will get back to you. They'll email you because, especially when I do beginners classes and I offer Right to Bear in my classes, some of those people, as soon as they go home and tell people, I just got my concealed weapons license, they've got those friends that are going to say, hey, now that you have a license, did you know you can do this, this, and this? And we all have those friends. If we listen to them, you know, we're going to be in jail. So I tell people, you know, don't listen to your friends, because they're not going to stand up and say, Your Honor, that was my fault. Put me in jail, not them. So, you know, call Right to Bear and find out if that's true. It's a whole lot cheaper to find out in advance than to go through the legal process. But what I was saying about the guy in the bodega, so the charges were dropped, but here he spent some time in Rikers Island. And we just had a situation in Memphis where five police officers during a traffic stop, they got into a tussle with someone. That person passed away 3 days later. That was 3 or 4 weeks ago. The police officers were arrested today. So you look at it and go, what was the threat level of this 67-year-old man? Why doesn't he get the same benefit of freedom until the charges are you know, found or dropped? Because in this situation, they went through everything, and the district attorney or whatever it is in Memphis said, we're going to charge on first-degree murder charges on all five of them. We're going to charge on that. Well, why not that 60-year-old man have them go, you know what, let's find out if this is going to go anywhere before we put him in Rikers? Because even though he's gotten out, he's still paid for an attorney, and he still has that experience of Rikers Island, which will be with him for the rest of his life. And that's why we want to keep you out of jail. We want to do everything we can to make sure that you're not in jail.
So you mentioned that you teach.
Yes.
You teach firearm safety classes, I assume?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Where can the listeners find that?
If you go to onlinegunsafety.com, right now I'm updating the website, but it'll be back up soon. Or you can check it out on my YouTube channel at Online Gun Safety. And I've got videos up there. But I love teaching. I love helping people because I believe in firearms. As the Second Amendment says, firearms are our right. And I want people to do the right thing with guns and be responsible, law-abiding citizens, because that brings praise on all of us. When people do stupid things with them, they want to take them away from all of us. So I love sharing my knowledge, and I love just getting out there in front of people and letting them know. And also, there's Premier Self-Defense Academy. Premier Self-Defense Academy is a training company that is going to start nationwide doing a lot of gun classes. We're building that out now. We've done some classes, and we're going to build out a lot of classes on there. So I recommend people check out Premier Self-Defense Academy before anything else, after they become a member of Right to Bear, of course. But check out Premier Self-Defense Academy, and we'll get you some training.
Awesome. More training is you can't have too much training when it comes to firearms.
No.
You're right. It's the more of us that are well-trained and well-behaved and don't do the, you know, flashing your gun around with your finger on the trigger,
yeah,
the better. That sends bad signals to all of us. Was a Texas man in church gonna I think that was it of my notes. I'm looking through my list of ones I wanted to talk about.
So one more one that I'll bring up is the robbery of the Taquerita in Houston, Texas recently. Where people were eating in this restaurant, a man came in with a gun and demanded money and jewelry from everybody. And there was a Good Samaritan there who had a gun of his own. And it's interesting because what he did was, and some people, when I've talked about this, some people think he's wrong because he shot the person in the back. And, you know, sometimes it is okay to shoot someone in the back. If somebody's committing a robbery or they're shooting someone, you don't have to wait for them to stop killing others and turn to you, but you're going to have to explain why you did what you did and why it was reasonable and necessary. So he did that. He then left the scene, which I wouldn't highly recommend. I don't know the situation too much. Now, if he left the scene because he was concerned that there was somebody else part of this that was going to come in, I can understand that a little bit. But he left, got an attorney, which was the best thing he did. And then he went to law enforcement a few days later. And with that attorney, he stayed out of jail. He has not been arrested. They're going to present it to a grand jury. But here's what scares me is I did a video on this. And since that video has aired, there are now groups in Houston that are calling for what I call mob justice. They're calling for his immediate arrest. Instead of letting the legal system play out as it was designed, you know, they're pushing, this man needs to go to jail because he killed someone and he shouldn't have done it. And the guy only had a plastic gun. But
nobody
knew he had a plastic gun. Clearly, people were afraid of him because they had given their property their money and jewelry to him.
How many children got shot by police because they had guns that looked real, but they were fake?
My problem, I
saw that video. My problem was not that the man stood up and shot him in the back as after he walked past. My problem was after he was on the ground, he walked over and shot him repeatedly again. Yes.
I didn't see that part of the video, but I heard that part, and that does look bad. But
he was sitting politely in a booth.
Yep.
And waited for the perpetrator to walk past him, which I'm fine with all of that. You know, nobody's getting shot, nobody's getting hurt, nobody, you know, whatever. He stood up and shot him in the back. Okay, I probably would have done that. I probably would have said freeze, you know, put your hands up, something like that. And then if he turned, I might have shot him.
Yep.
I'm okay with all of that. But after the guy was on the ground, the Samaritan or citizen walked over and shot him several more times while he was on the ground.
Yeah.
That's all we got, all the time we've got left, Scott. Thank you very much for listening. If you're listening live on Republic Broadcasting Network, stay tuned to Edge of Darkness with Jeffrey Bennett. Thanks, Scott, for joining us this evening. Check out protectwithbear.com.
Thanks, Mike,
our producer, couldn't do the show without you. Thank you to the listeners. Until next week, protect your liberties. Once they're gone, there's no getting them back. God bless America. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.